We go over to Antonio Flores at Law Boy to find out some what's been making the news legal-wise. Antonio, good morning to you.
Dave, how are you? Good morning. Everything good?
Yeah, everything very good indeed, my friend. Now, there seems to be a new overdue planning law that says that has become into effect. Is this just Andalusia-wide?
This is actually Andalusia-wide, but it's probably going to be made extensive to other regions in Spain, which are governed by the PP, by the Conservative-led governments, you know, with the far-right Vox as well, I have to say. But, it's going to be in Andalusia and probably another place as well. Madrid is already implementing something similar.
What exactly?
Okay, so...
Yeah, what exactly does it pertain to then? I believe a big thing is for the Casa Illegalis, for illegal homes.
Okay, you know, what this law is all about is really to facilitate, to improve, to speed up the processes involving planning, involving urban development. Okay, with the socialist government, who've had a lot of influence from, the green parties and environmentalists and so on, they've somehow, or that's what the PP claims, they've sort of destroyed the... real estate or building sector over the years since Zapatero came in. Okay, so what's happening now is they want, at least in Andalusia and for Andalusia, they want to speed up, to accelerate all the various urban development plans in the municipalities ensure that there is that business or that sector of the economy will be one of the most prominent ones together with tourism. Okay, now, I can't see that they are wrong. They might be wrong in some things, but we have to understand that in Andalusia there've been 500 urban development plans annulled by the courts due to technical deficiencies. Now this is the 500. It's ridiculous. If you think about it, it's such a big amount just for anything that might be wrong. They stop the whole process of urban development of any village, of any town, of any city. So this is what they want to stop. Okay. The other thing they want to do as well, which is important, is they want to, and you live in the countryside and you know how that is, it's very restrictive these days. They want to open up that as well. They want to allow people to build in the countryside. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that a lot of people have a lot of things against that. But at the same time, there is one thing called rural exodus, which is a very serious problem in this country. And they want to stop it in Andalusia. They want the people to go back to the countryside. So this is where we are now. This is where we are with this law.
But, we're saying they want people to go back to the countryside and okay building in the countryside. But I remember, now it's coming up for 15 years ago, when in some of the pueblos, outside the Pueblos Blancos, up in our Antequera region, they were all suddenly having these developments coming over. But if they're not linked into a plan, they are open to sort of all sorts of problems arising.
Yeah, the main problem is infrastructure. If you build a little house in the middle of the countryside, you need to have water, you need to have electricity. It's very expensive to do that. And of course, you find that it's not going to be optimal from cost efficiency point of view. You have to throw pipes and lay pipes and electrical cables for kilometers. So that's I understand that it's not feasible. A lot of these places may have the ability to get a connection to those mains without too much hassle because they are already close to villages or because perhaps there are other houses in the vicinity. So, one of the things they want to do is they want to facilitate, they want to make sure that the countryside does get its fair share of construction, of urban development, because not so much in Andalusia, but in the north of Spain, the rural life is dying. It's just people are going to the cities and going to the costas, and we are seeing that as well in Malaga province and some areas in Jaén. And people don't want to live in villages anymore because there's no prospect of future. There's no construction. There's no development. Nobody. There's no activity. There's no jobs. There's no money. So what do we do? All the time, we have to do something different. So. This is the reason behind this law, or one of the reasons behind this law. They want to make it. I accept that this can give rise to all sorts of. We'll go back to the corruption, speculation times of the past, especially if you remember Marbella, how that went, what happened in Marbella. But I think they've, at least as government, they've realised that they really don't have an option. If they want the economy to get back on its feet in this region, this is the answer.
Presumably, this is going to have to be part of the, you know, a PGOU, you know, an overall plan, because we don't want people, you know, constructing with, as it were, willy nilly. I mean, there is already, as we know, Antonio, an awful lot of bureaucracy in anything that involves construction in Spain, and also if you want to build your dream house in, you know, in one of these areas, is it going to be easier if you do have a house that perhaps was in one of those little grey areas, you know, perhaps you built it by a ruin, being told that because there was a building already on the property, you could, you know, could build what you want. I mean, is that going to have any impact? Is this new legislation going to change any of those things?
Okay, you know, what we have now is the main act, the main law, setting out the conditions of future urban development. Now we need to wait for the more sort of minute definition of that legislation. How is it going to be implemented? How are people going to be able to build a little house in a little plot they might have in a village in Huelva or a village in Almeria or a village in Istanbul, for example, you know, where a lot of people already have that, but there are people who don't. Now, of course, you know, there needs to be a consensus as to how much you can build in the countryside, because it is true that, you know, you don't want the whole countryside littered with properties. There has to be areas where there should be no construction whatsoever, at least to be able to have green areas without any housing developments. But I think what they're going to be doing is they will be probably applying or passing a new sort of regulation, which is the more specific law to explain how this is going to be done. They're probably going to be linked to the size of the plot. Okay, so if you have a plot of 5,000 square meters in the countryside, you might be able to build 100 square meters, and so on. You know, so I think they're going to look for that kind of a proportional rule, which they used to have that before. If you remember, 20 years ago, they used to have that kind of, or 15 years ago, they used to have that. If you had irrigation land, you could build so much. If you had dry land, you could build so much. You know, so I think they're going down that line, but they haven't specified what exactly are the regulations in respect to how you can build. I personally think that today's laws are very restrictive, but I also think you can't just simply have a, you know, complete free bar to do anything you want. That's not going to happen. You're not going to have high rise in the middle of the country, so that's for sure. You know, that is for sure. That would be absolutely a no-no. Yeah. That would be totally forbidden.
If they start building something of many stories behind the casita, I should be most upset. So where do we go on then? Where do we go from now then? And what, you know, is this proposed? Is this now in? Does it have to go to a next stage? Where do we go from now, Antonio?
Yeah, well, this is going to be implemented now fast. Okay, they want to now allow every single town hall in Andalusia to be sovereign in respect to the planning, you know, authority in respect to the planning. Before, they had certain rights to decide what could be built, but they were very heavily influenced and restricted by the Junta de Andalucía. They had, and the Junta had a veto. Okay, so a lot of the times, more sort of construction-happy town halls were being too ambitious, and the Junta was then going back and saying, sorry, you can't build 3,000 homes, you've got to build 1,000 homes because you don't have enough people there. So I think this is going to be now finished. Okay, the Junta will not be so involved with the everyday municipal planning of the, you know, various, I don't know how many, 3,000 villages or, well, sorry, municipalities in Andalusia. So they're going to let them develop their own laws and rules as to how much and where to build. Now, I understand that that can be a problem because, you know, a lot of the times in villages and towns, you don't particularly have professionals running the place. You know, you have villagers many times, not that they're bad people, but the more perhaps prone to making mistakes and also, you know, prone to maybe corruption in some respect, you know. So that's going to be a challenge of this law, you know, how to stop, again, all the speculation that caused so many problems 15 years ago. Because, you know, the idea is not to end up in the same place. Like in Tollocks, I remember they did 2,000 units and they had to stop them. Guardia Civil came there and they basically took the mayor away and they stopped all the construction and all the licenses were revoked. And it was an absolute disaster. You know, it killed the real estate construction business for a long time. But in a way, they were right. You know, there was a lot of corruption going on there. So I think this law has to find a way to control, so to allow to build more, but at the same time to control any potential or any, you know, any type of aspirations by certain people to make money quick. You know? Now you have, for example, in your case, in Istan is what, socialist government?
Communist, in fact.
It's communist.
Yes, indeed.
My God, they must be pulling their hairs off.
But listen, the People's Republic of Istan, I tell you, Che once said that all great revolutions start in the hills, my friend.
That's true.
True story. It's communist. We were communists last time I looked.
You know, all these villages, you know, they originally were what was some of the last Moors in Spain. You know, the Arabs that stayed up until the 1700s, late 1600s, they were all in these little villages. And actually, some people say that you know, communism comes from there. You know, they're always revolutionaries. You know, they're always rebelling against the system. They rebelled against the Christians, and they were eventually, you know, told to leave and go to Morocco. But this is actually, you know, 4 centuries ago. But that's what they say about Ojen, probably Stan, Monda, Waro, you know, all these.
Well, I mean, actually, I mean, the plague sort of wiped out a lot of the original Panochos, the people from Istan, and so we got people from Murcia come down. So that's probably maybe all the great revelations start in Murcia to begin with. But there you go. Anyway, yes, we were saying so social left leaning, should we say, is Istan.
Yes, left-leaning Istan. Okay, well, this is, you know, then every, that's interesting, because every town hall will be able to determine what are the necessities, what are the requirements for housing for each municipality. There's also a new element which is being introduced here. Now, private promoters, private developers will be able to propose the town hall with, you know, new development areas. So, for example, there is a plot of land that is adjacent to the village, which is completely integrated in the sort of, you know, urban mesh, as they call it in Spain, urban mesh. And that plot has the infrastructure. But, you know, because they don't, you know, the sort of urban development hasn't moved for years, you can't make it urban because it's sitting on rustic land. So, you know, it's only good for tomatoes and potatoes and that kind of thing, you know, or have some pigs and hens, you know. But with this new law, this is what they're trying to say. They're saying, okay, if you have a plot which is just, you know, in the fringes of the urban sort of mesh, the center of the village, then just get a license, build on it, you know, make the economy move. Don't restrict people. Don't associate, don't stigmatize property development as a corruption-led activity, this has been happening a lot. Every time someone was trying to do something, it was because they were getting some favors from town hall or they'd be bribing someone. So what they want to say is, wherever there is a possibility to reasonably develop, then let's make it happen. You know, let's have the young people stay in the village working in real estate, working in some new developments, you know, because don't forget, the real estate business or construction brings plumbers, brings electricians, brings, you know, all manner of trades that, you know, are dying in the countryside. Everyone's now flocking to the costas, and this is as well one of the reasons. It's either a reason or an excuse for this law, but I think it's not a bad idea. If it's controlled, I think it's going to work. It's going to work well, and also it's also a way to somehow bring out or reduce the pressure on the coast. You know, properties are going up here quite a bit. So unless you allow people to move inland to buy more cheaper housing, you know, prices will keep going up and rentals will keep going up. And then, you know, you have a situation where, you know, it's impossible to to rent a place, to even buy a place. You can't get on the property ladder. So younger people want to get on the property ladder. Why not inland? That's a good idea.
Well,
so that's how I see it.
Well, okay. I'm going to do with you what we normally do, Antonio, which is crash the news when I've got a guest on, unfortunately, at the top of the hour. If people want to, I've got to cut you short, unfortunately. If people want to get some more information about this, where do they go?
Well, they can call us on 952-861-890. Or they can email us on info@lawbird.com.
And just be careful, because next time I've just checked up on it, by the way, because next time you cycle up past into the Badlands of Istan, it's IU. So it is, we keep the red flag flying there. But as always, Antonio Flores from Lawbird, thank you so much for your time today.
Charles, it's my pleasure. Have a good day.
Take care.